lagi. Cukup mula kau dapat kami ulami. Buruk kaya kapag hindi tulog ba. Cukup lukum balay eh. Cukup tukang kumupagagi. Cukup mula kau dapat kami.
4, 3, 2, 1.
You gotta believe in yourself and wake up and take charge. You gotta look in the sky and see the Lord chasing you down for the money he owes you. Yeah. Welcome to another edition
to Smooth Jazz.
To Tiger Valley. Welcome. Welcome all. Welcome y'all.
Anyway, what?
I said
don't ooh me right now.
I didn't
lady.
Ooh you. I said ew.
Don't you ooh me.
Ew, you
lady.
You can't say ew.
I can't. And I never will. Because I don't like to be told what to do. Yeah. Smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah. With Wolfgang Kong.
Wolfgang
That's my new name. Wolfgang Kong.
Kong?
Let me tell you something right now, man. Snippity, snappity, snoop, snoop, snip,
snap, snap, snap.
Let me tell you something right now, man.
Tell me, Wolfgang.
I will. Who you?
That's my name.
Who you?
Woohoo.
You. Let me say something right now, man. I walk in here. I'm going to introduce you.
Don't
even talk, Fat Yellow.
Okay.
Don't even talk right now, Fat Yellow. All right?
Yeah.
You want to take the vest off?
No, I'm trying to look like a grenade. Because
this podcast
explode. That's a big grenade, dude.
That's what my dad called me.
Yeah.
You grenade?
Yeah. that's
you don't
funny,
speak English,
dude.
But you know that word very well.
That's funny. That's funny. Hey, man. Chill out. Cool cat. Listen to me, man. Right now, let me tell you something right now. I walk into this podcast room, and fucking Bryce is sitting in my chair.
Shit.
Right, I tell him to move. He don't move. Okay, yo, dude, you're not Rosa Parks. Move, bitch.
Get out the way.
And you know, by you not moving from my fucking chair, that means you want to fuck Kalilah.
Oh goddamn it!
That's
exactly.
Works.
You're one step away from fucking Kalilah, and I can't have that in my house.
As if I don't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, it's rape time.
What?
It's rape time with this guy.
Jesus.
I know. I'm just looking at him right now, dude. Why dudes like this in the 70s? It's rape time. Right? Okay.
Face.
So look at me right now, my friend. I'm on to you, friend. All right? Don't do that shit. If I walk in here, just move, dude. I don't want to cause no fucking trouble.
Jesus Christ.
Okay?
You're so drama.
And shut up, man.
Wolfgang.
So we got a guest, David So. And you know, you're a hit on my podcast. You're a very talented young man.
Thank you.
Let me finish, okay? Yeah. And when I heard that you were doing my podcast again, or our podcast, excuse me.
No, it can just be yours.
You?
No,
yours.
Excuse me.
Love that shirt.
Yes. Our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited. Welcome back. Give him a round of applause, everybody. Yeah.
David So.
Smooth jazz with Bob. What's up? What's going on?
Nothing. Chilling, man.
What's been going on since we last saw you?
Oh, that film that I talked to you about, Gone to Sundance.
Gook?
Yeah, Gone to Sundance. Won the Next Audience Award.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a really big deal.
Did you go?
Yes, I did. I saw, what's oh, fuck it, I can't remember people's names. Shawshank Redemption.
Morgan Freeman?
No. The
Andy? Or
no, it's Susan Sarandon's Hubs.
Oh, fuck, I can't
Andy remember. Dufresne.
Okay, listen, I know the actor's name.
I can't remember.
No, I know it. But we ain't moving on.
Okay.
Until you figure that shit out.
I've been away for 2 days.
Yeah,
I'm not going to remember.
Yeah. What else movies has he been in?
I just know him from Shawshank Redemption. I call him Mr. Shawshank. I know you're a movie buff.
You walked up to him and said, "What's up, Mr. Shawshank?"
No, what I did was I saw him, and when I glimpsed by him, I tried to touch his shoulder, and I just grazed his back.
Yeah.
But then it just registered very weird. So I went swipe. He turned around. I chickened out, and I walked the other way.
Did you see the movie? You saw your movie?
No, I doubt it.
Oh,
I just saw him walk by. There was a lot of celebrities just walking by.
Whoa.
And so it was pretty awesome.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Felt good, huh?
It felt good to see them. Yeah. It was pretty awesome for me anyways. I don't know. Because I don't really go outside, so I know like a lot of people see. Yeah, you know, when people see like celebrities, they freak the fuck out. But yeah. It's usually like people I've seen in my childhood.
Yeah.
And then when I see it, I freak out. Like when I first met you, it was an amazing experience.
Well, I'm from your childhood, bro?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
One time when I was using drugs and partying, I woke up in Vince Vaughn's house. Uh-huh. And he goes, "We're playing charades." So I swear to fucking God. I played charades with Ashley Judd. Oh wow. John Favreau. My friend Ahmed was there, me, a couple of other guys, and it was I was so scared. Because I was like I was so drugged out.
What were you on?
I was just taking like 60 Vikings a day, like 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? I was like just really just you know,
just
really,
from year to year. Yeah, yeah. I like some weed maybe 60 Vikings.
This is when I was using and yeah, so it's a real surreal. And then you try to act cool, but in your head you're like, "Holy fuck, it's all these people." You know what I mean? Right? Is that what happened?
Is there a celebrity that you could who in your head would you freak out over?
I actually at Sunday I met Nia Long.
Yeah.
And then I held her hand a little too long.
That's
the fucking second time I did that shit. I did that also with Tatiana Ali.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I held her hand, and then I was like, "I'm a really big fan of you. Like, I loved your music, and including when you were in Fresh Prince."
Yeah.
And I was supposed to let go of her hand, but I kept talking to her, and it was just like this.
Stop. Just keep that hand there.
Yes.
Look at that thumb.
What about it?
What are you doing with that thumb?
It's the grip thumb.
Yeah, but you're digging it in their hand?
Ow, man.
Well, I was just showing you the strength because I was nervous.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So I grabbed it. So I was like this.
It's not a wrench.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, so I grabbed their hand and then literally my manager walks up and he just pries my hand. He's like,
oh.
I was like, yo, bro, don't.
Because my dog went crazy when you walked in the house. I realized you're a fucking mutant. No, you are. You're not. There's nothing on earth that even resembles you, dude.
Your dog top was a heavy. Lot nicer when it was
you
a
You wobble.
I don't wobble when I walk.
Wait, are you trying to say he's a penguin?
Yeah. Fucking yellow penguin right here, man.
A grenade.
Yeah.
I'm a walking sleeping.
So man. So when does Goop come out?
We're going to do a LA premiere in April 29th on the anniversary of the riots.
Are we invited?
Yes.
Yeah,
everybody is.
You know what? No, well, that doesn't feel special.
Everyone's invited.
Because now it's going to be like a Trump rally. You know what I mean? People are going to have signs and stuff. So I'm not going now.
At Gook?
If it's very specific, like we get a nice invitation and it's us, John Cho. You know, so, you know
oh,
I mean,
God.
Shut the fuck up, bitch!
Oh, all shit. Right. My fucking headphones. Like,
whatever. Fucking.
All right. I know. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was crossing the line. So that's great, exciting. So the reviews are probably good. It went to Sundance. It's probably a good movie. And who else is in it?
Me, Justin Chan. We have a young female actress, Simone Baker, and then we also have
she Curtis Asian Jr. too.
No, she is a young black girl.
Yum. So.
He was talking about the talent.
I thought you said young at first. I was like, yes.
That's what I said, young.
You said young.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
lady.
Young.
It's not like he said young black girl, yum. He said young.
Yeah. No, he said yum.
I like movies, dude.
I like movies.
You know what came out last week is, what's that called? Rogue One. You see it?
No.
Yeah, hated it.
Oh, you mean on DVD? On DVD.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what? Was like,
came out. But you know what came out today I want to watch is that one movie with the ISIS guy coming home back home. What's it called?
What?
ISIS. It's called Lion.
Come on, Bobby.
We got to roll back and cut that. You're so fucking stupid. Why? It's Indian.
Whatever, man. I want to watch it. I like it.
Disclaimer, Dev Patel is not from
also, Dev Patel is from London, right?
He's British.
Whatever.
He's,
British. He's an actor, so he can play as ISIS.
Yeah. Any of you guys see Beauty and the Beast?
No. I'm supposed to watch it tomorrow, though.
Oh, okay.
No. You're one of those?
No, my girlfriend is a huge Disney fan, so
it doesn't matter.
I have fought her on it.
It doesn't matter.
Did you
know? Let's look. Just stop for a second. I know you want to talk about Beauty and the Beast.
No, I don't.
But once you step in that theater, right? You're two steps away from being gay.
That's a cold hard fact.
That's a body fact. No,
it's not even a body fact.
It's not even a body fact. It's scientific proof.
How is that so?
I read a paper.
You never saw Beauty.
You wrote a paper.
No, I read a paper.
Have you seen Beauty and the Beast though? Ever?
The cartoon. Ever. He's never even seen the cartoon.
I'll tell you what.
You've never seen a cartoon?
No, because I'm not gay.
Wait, what the fuck is that have to do with being gay?
I'm not gay, dude. I'm not. I'm heterosexual. I mean, I've done gay shit.
Oh God, that's
I've
so narrow.
I've sucked a couple of dicks. I've sucked a couple of dicks in my life, right? Five or six.
I would never watch a cartoon.
No.
I like a cartoon. Yeah. I'm not a gay.
Yeah. But yeah. So you know, just to let you know. Once you walk in that theater, you're two steps away from.
So every child, every male child that's seen a Disney movie is a homo.
Yes, he's saying.
Well, I mean, I don't know any of my male friends. Like, if I talk to Chris D'Elia, Bill Burr, any of these kind of types, they've never seen it.
Well, it was a generational thing.
Not even the cartoon.
So I think that our age group, not your age group, was really, this was a big time when Disney was really booming. We even watched a documentary about it. Like,
Oh, I watched documentaries about it.
What's that called? Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, Waking What's Sleeping that? Beauty. Yeah.
It talks about that era of the Disney boom when Little Mermaid.
Because Disney was going under.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this new young generation of animators took over Disney and they were about to go bankrupt. One of them was Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so basically.
He's in it. He's like as a kid. You know
so
what I mean?
So this is when Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Little Mermaid. All of these super big like 90s hits came out and that was when we were 8, 9, 10. So it was a very big deal
I
for
know,
us.
I know. Even if I was 8, 9, 10 and that shit came on, I'd walk into the room. And there's no way in hell my buddy's going, hey, dude, let's go buy tickets to Lion King.
No, I think you were waiting.
I might as well just stick my dick out and go suck it.
We weren't buying tickets to what our parents put in. It was put into the VHS and then we saw what was on.
Yeah, no. Don't put your hands up like that and don't question me in that way.
No, this
okay,
is...
I know, but listen. So all I'm saying is this, is that if you and I are 9, right? Okay. Just listen to me.
I'm trying to picture this right now because I feel like you would
if
be the same height you are
and
now.
If you are 9 years old, friend, and you put a VHS on with Lion King, I'd probably watch 5 minutes and go, dude, I'm going to go shoot squirrels in the head with a BB gun outside.
That's psychotic.
Yeah.
It'll kill something.
But Lion King's pretty dark, though. It's not.
It is.
It's really
betrayal.
Fucking.
And they have a lot of like subliminal messages.
Yeah. Tell me what's about then.
Somebody people.
Does the lion die?
Yes.
He gets massacred.
Family kills family.
Spoiler alert.
What? Spoiler alert. Fuck it. Say it.
The lion fucking dies.
Mufasa dies.
Mufasa dies.
Lion King was dope.
Not the lion. Isn't there a lion in The Beauty and the Beast?
That's a man goat. That's the beast.
He's a goat?
I don't know. He's a goat. He's a buffalo. Whatever.
Whatever he is. I call him a lion.
He has hooves.
He looks like a lion to
he's
me.
A buffalo.
He's a fucking goat.
He dies in it.
Well, he's
it
a goat.
Is, it is dark because we're it's bestiality, right?
I'm just really upset.
They fucked in the movie?
No. I wish. Okay, this is where. It
my
really
mind's getting
upset
blown right now.
It's really upsetting because the first time I watched Beauty and the Beast, I was really upset when he turned into a prince because he looked really wimpy. Even more wimpy, this version. It's like, you know, the beast is probably packing. Think about it. He's a buffalo dick. How do you go from buffalo dick to regular, like, wimpy human dick? And the guy was, like, borderline ginger, too.
Oh, so you saw the movie.
I saw the movie.
And so he turned into a really, really tiny man.
Well, he was cute. He's a guy from Legion. Have anyone watched that? Am I the only one watching that? But he's a good-looking guy, but he's not the beast. He's not fucking just big and burly and hooved, you know?
You wanted, like, The Rock.
I want hooves. I want to fuck someone with hooves.
Chris Hemsworth.
I have hooves.
Your feet are hooves.
You got it in reality.
I do.
I'm just going to, you just talk about it.
You mean talk? I just know when I can talk to you about it.
I know, I can't talk about it.
Okay, I'm done.
No, talk to me, tell me. You going to go tomorrow?
I am, I have to.
Look at his face, he's so sad.
Yeah, I know you have to.
I have to.
And
I,
let me just say, you know what, dude? Look at me right now. I'm going to give you a free pass.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to me right now, right? You're in a situation.
Okay.
If you don't go,
yes,
it starts something. Okay? So I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to let you know
thank you.
That's your last one.
Okay.
Because when they make Mulan and you go into that, then I'm going to have questions.
I won't watch Mulan.
You promise? The live action Mulan.
He's in Mulan. He's starring.
The problem with that is that the person that does gives me her vagina says I have to watch it. So I can't really.
No. That's for the what's it? The
you know, you need. That's for things in life in general. So like, if she tells me,
you know what, you're in a situation. Okay. No, I'm talking real talk. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Whatever he does, he doesn't get vagina anyway, so he just has to go rogue.
Yeah.
Just so.
I quit giving that shit. So. He doesn't have hooves, you know.
You have the hooves.
I'm gonna let you do it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I just had a conversation with her on the way here about it. And I told her that I was going to fall asleep. And the reason why I'm watching it is just to accompany her because she likes it. And that was unacceptable. So I have to.
But the reason why I came to this conclusion is the Sunday night, I was at the Comedy Store. And Eric Griffin, who was our guest here, started singing Lion King songs on stage. And there's like five comics in the back.
The Swahili version?
He's singing Swahili? No, he was just, not Lion King. What's that? Beauty and the Beast, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was about to say, that's
Beauty and the Beast. No.
That's hard to do.
He was singing Beauty and the Beast songs on stage. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the, whatever, what it is, whatever.
Whatever
it might be. Whatever it might be. And we all got up and we left the room. It was uncomfortable.
I think you made it uncomfortable because you guys all walked
out. No, because that was him coming out of the closet.
Oh, okay.
Without him, without him saying, "I'm gay, guys." It was like, oh shit.
How come you never watched the cartoon?
I know. How did you miss out on that? He was too busy sucking gochu.
Is that good?
Yes.
Gilbert, look at me. It's that good that I'm missing out. All right, you know what? I'll watch that shit tonight.
Ooh.
If I'm not mesmerized, if it's not life altering, right?
Watch
the cartoon.
This. The next day, he's singing all the songs around the house. Cleaning. Yeah,
but you're already
because
going
I'm
going to
tell you
negative.
What I think. I'm going to tell you what I think it's about.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. What is?
There's a man.
Yes.
He's some sort of curse.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And he turned into a buffalo. Yeah. Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goat.
Goat buffalo. All right.
Buffalo then, is a buffalo goat.
And then there's like a salt shaker. Right? A salt shaker, right?
This is what I'm saying, right?
That's Blue's Clues.
A salt shaker, a light bulb.
There's a soy sauce bottle.
Right?
It's Japanese.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And a, one of those old-timey trash cans, right?
Okay.
They come alive.
Yeah.
And they start, because what I assume that he was a king, and those were all his, like, compatriots or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's some sort of curse. They turned into salt shakers. He turned into a goat, mm-hmm. right? And they're bummed. They're fucking livid. Because you can't live like a fucking salt shaker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're just shaking all the time. You're walking around. You know what I mean? People know when you're coming, you know?
You can't
Larry. And then
I suck at hide and seek.
right. And then, you know, the goat meets, there's a lady.
Okay.
A girl comes into town. She's fresh. She's fresh in the town, right? Yeah.
She fresh.
Right. She comes to the castle. She meets this goat, and she's scared at first, right? She's like, "Oh man, this is a goat creature. I don't want to be around it," you know? And then they fall in love, and something happens at the end. There's a bunch of songs.
Okay.
There's thousands of songs.
Accurate.
They sing. Yeah. And then at the end, something happens where he turns back into a human, and they fall in love. Yeah, but do I have the gist?
The gist.
I feel like you've watched it and you're playing it off like you did it.
I'm going to say this right now. I swear to God on my appa's life that I've never seen it.
That's conviction in his eyes.
Yeah,
I believe it 1,000%.
I swear to God on my appa's life. Ask my brother. I've never seen any of that fucking bullshit, bro.
Why do you hate me?
You just fucking accused me.
You broke your iPad.
You just accused me of fucking... treason. Against my fucking species, my
race.
Not my race. My gender.
God, the male gender.
I've never. Had
Don't ever accuse me of
piercing looking. I've never, okay? Ever seen over Disney ever. Don't fucking tell me.
So, Mike, do I have the gist?
Yes, you're pretty fucking good. That's amazing.
Yeah. I kind of want to just give more movies and see. If
I know. I want to see.
What else is there?
Mulan.
I've never seen it.
Mulan's great.
What I don't know anything about it. But I know that there's a lady,
mm-hmm.
a girl, right?
She's fresh.
She's fresh.
She's fresh
in town.
She's coming to Beijing. She's coming fresh into Beijing.
Yeah. Here's about the Mulan. When you have a bunch of Chinese, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever it is, Chines.
Yeah.
A bunch of Chines, you know, running around singing songs and stuff, and they're whimsical.
Are they not whimsical?
They're whimsical.
Very whimsical.
Right. And then you have a the voice of a black dragon. To me, that's weird.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eddie Murphy did the voice of Ping? Yeah. That's fucking lightweight stupid.
Yeah.
Is George Takei, mm-hmm.
fine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy did that voice. Mushu. Oh, Mushu. Mushu. Who the fuck is Ping?
One of the Asian guys.
Eddie Murphy did the voice?
No. He did the voice of the
Mushu,
dragon.
Okay, I'm fucking Mushu tripping. I'm like, what the
Isn't
fuck?
Isn't Ping an actual human?
I don't fucking know. I don't know shit. I actually didn't watch that movie.
That's a good name for a name, though. Ping.
Ping.
Yeah, yeah. Was there a Pong in it or no?
Is Ping that Pong?
Yeah.
This goes fresh.
But no, I'm done with all that shit. You know what I mean? And your woman, you're going to go watch tomorrow, and that's all good. Can I just tell you something that happened to me this morning?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get into detail about it, but I booked an ABC pilot.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I shot last week, and this morning I had to shoot at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm on set. I had to pee. And they said upstairs was the VIP bathroom, okay? From the side, we're shooting in a house. So I go upstairs, and I pee in the bathroom, about to pee. And the set decorator walks in. She goes, hey, you're not supposed to be up here. I go, they said this is the VIP. That's how I said it, too. Because I know as soon as she confronts me, I know fun is about to happen.
You love this.
I love when confrontation happens. Because then I play it the other way. She goes, this is only for, you know what I mean, series regular, you know what I mean? Background is on the other around the corner.
Did she just assume just by your look that
look
you were?
Me. I look like background. If you don't know Bobby Lee, if you don't, there's no way they're going to put this on TV. You have to know.
There's no, they put everyone on TV. Like, yeah, but I'm the,
look how flat my, come on. Be real, though.
I completely agree, because that happens to me all the time.
Right. Am I right? They think that you're, we're like a cameraman or sound.
Not even that.
What?
They just think I'm not supposed to be there at all.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Why is that TSA guy?
Just laughed in my face super hard. That wasn't supposed to be funny. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They think you're like a creep that just walked on set.
No, because I laughed because that's exactly how I feel.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And so what happened? Did you say, hey, I'm...
No. Of course, no. Uh-huh. You got to make it weird.
Yeah.
The spectacle.
So I pulled my penis back in because my back was under.
Wait, it was out?
Yeah, because I was in mid-pee, almost pee. I was about to pee. And she, from behind, right? So I turn around, I go, oh, okay. So I will go downstairs, and I go to the head, like, you know what I mean, 80 or whatever. I go, I thought you said upstairs.
Oh, God.
She loves this.
I could have stopped it by saying, no, I'm on the show.
Yeah.
And then just went on my merry way and peed. Done. Right? Yeah. No. You can't do it that way.
Okay? With the hand.
You have to make it fun.
You have to make it.
Yeah, you have to make it fun. So I go downstairs. I go, so, So I thought you said that upstairs was VIP. She goes, it is. Go pee. We have to shoot. You know what I mean? Like they're calling you.
Yeah.
But the lady upstairs, she said that I can't pee. So she goes up there. Oh, and then I hear all this like commotion. You know what I mean? That's great. I'm down there smiling, like looking up at the, you know what I mean, at the ceiling,
Jesus.
Hearing what's going on. And then I walk up, and then she's like, I'm sorry, you can pee, I'm sorry, you know what I mean? And I pee.
Oh my God. She probably got fired.
I know, no, she probably got fired.
She probably got fired.
The same thing happened when I did that, what's Steve Lichtman's show that he did, that boy band show on Nickelodeon?
Oh yeah, I forget the name. But
you know that, it's they were a boy band, they had his own and Nickelodeon
I don't
show.
Watch Nickelodeon.
I know. Hmm. But anyway, I guest starred on that, and when I showed up, the lady goes, you're in there. So I stayed in a extras stable.
Oh, she just
for like an hour.
A stable?
No, it was like
that's what they are.
It was like 50 people extras in a thing. Yeah, I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. I could have just said, no, I'm guest starring.
You fucking love this.
I'm guest starring.
And then you did the voice.
I just kind of go, I'm supposed to go in there, and I just sit there with them. And the whole hour, I'm just full of glee. Because I know there's going to be a moment of like, why didn't you tell me? I don't know. You just told me. You know what I mean? That whole thing. All right. That's why I live. That's why I haven't killed myself.
You know what's so funny, though? I feel like that's a very LA thing. Like, they treat you based on what they know you from. So when I did this small thing for my friend, they're shooting like this YouTube Red thing. I can't really talk about that. But they, I got on
Wait,
there
why
as
Why can't you talk about it?
Because I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to talk about. I just, they literally emailed
Yeah, but you don't
me.
Follow the rules he does. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I'm just going to say this. They literally, the network emailed me, don't ever talk about the pilot. You know what I mean? And I just said it. But that's fine.
But then again, they also told you not to show your penis. And that just kind of, you know, just kind of comes out.
Touche. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so they talked to me very rude, you know, as if like I'm just trash and garbage. And, you know, I came there for my friends.
Yeah.
And so it was just a very small part. I was supposed to be this bartender. And I just asked the producer, I was like, my spot was very small. I was like, oh, do you know a rough time of what? She goes, no, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, then do you know, can you direct me to somebody who does know? She goes, look, I already told you I don't know. I was like, do you even work here? You know, so I was getting a little irritated.
Yeah.
So I was just waiting that whole time. And then everybody was kind of treating me like I'm just like that side character.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, I was like, okay. So I just got a Tesla. And so yeah. I was like, I took my car. I drove it up to the front. Yeah. I drove it up to the front.
That's exactly the move.
Yeah. That's what you should
do. That's why when you said.
Yeah.
And so when I did, everybody comes up. Yo, that's your whip, son? I'm like, yeah, that's my whip. You know?
Yeah. What town do I get off, motherfucker?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, so you not just an extra, because extras don't got that stuff. Literally said it, no shame
yeah.
whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then just now they're talking to me like I'm a human being. Yeah. Would you like water? I'm
that's
like, could.
LA, bro. Yeah.
Nobody offered me water.
So yeah. gross.
And I'm going to tell I'm going to say something right now, and I'm not, just looking at me, I'm not. When I'm working on anything, I talk to I don't give a fuck who it is.
Yeah.
I talk to the guy that's doing the nail. I talk about, hey, I like today, this guy, me and the star.
Who is that person? Who's sitting on the set?
Yeah, yeah. He's
hey,
sitting there
up,
doing
Bobby?
The nail. Yeah.
Every day, he just has a nail in a wall.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah.
It has to be Mexican. To be Mexican.
There's another guy, there's no, another guy like putting in a light bulb. Hey!
Por qué, mami?
Hola!
How are you doing today?
But like, there was a guy that, I'm just saying, my point is that I don't have that. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But people have this, when they're given a little power, they start mouthing off when they don't know the full information.
Mm.
And those kind of people have to be taught a lesson.
Yeah, but then you're really snooty with extras.
In what way?
Okay.
He's not nice to them.
That's the only one I'm not nice to.
See, because it goes down the chain. He's being abused by one, so he has to abuse another.
No, that's not true.
Cycle. You're just
no,
perpetuating
that's not,
the cycle
that's not
of
true.
Abuse.
That's not true. Because to me, all right, if an extra believes that he knows what he is, I can tell. They keep to themselves. They do what they do, right? Mm-hmm. It's only when they cross the line and they think that you guys, you're both
on the same
on the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's good working with this together. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, no, I was approved by the network. The president, right? You showed up. You know?
You
so don't listen, I'm going to just say this. It's the same thing, and it's the same thing as open micers. It's like you think that Chris Rock, right, and some guy that just did it for a week is the same, but that happens. It's like when an open micer will walk up to me and I'll do some guy's bringer show but close it out. And I see this open micer came up to me and goes, I'll see you around the circuit. He said that to me, and I go, Cirque, this ain't fucking the Catskills vaudeville. What the fuck?
the
fucking circuit.
He's circuit.
You bitch. You're not even a fucking MC, bitch.
Jesus.
Talk to me like that.
You know, I do understand that to a certain extent, because I feel like I should take you out on a YouTube show sometimes, because you think that's bad. I'm take this with a grain of salt, Buffalo, New York. You guys have some of the most untalented human beings on earth.
I love it.
Every kid asks, every time I do a show at the college, they go, what is your worst show? I always say at Buffalo, New York. The only thing they have is Buffalo Wings. That's it.
That's what
they're known for. That's where it was created.
It's really good,
it's
though.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, zero. So I did this talent show, right? And I was supposed to be a judge.
Yeah.
And I specifically remember this one kid because he did super well. So he's this Chinese kid, and he's doing this act where he's singing a Lady Gaga song. So mind you, he has a very thick Chinese accent. He goes, ooh, rah, 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 Lady Gaga, you know? And I'm like busting up laughing. I'm grabbing everybody else. I'm like, yo, this fucking kid is dope. I'm cracking up. We go to the back. We're tallying up points. I give him a perfect 10. Everybody looks at me. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, dude, he was a fucking great comedian. He goes, he was singing for real, and you laughed in his face throughout that whole. So the whole time he was singing seriously, I was in tears laughing. And I started.
Dude, if I was there with you, I would have got arrested. No, but you and I would have died from laughter.
But you know how the guy said, I'll see you at the circuit? So this kid, the audacity. He comes up to me after the show. He goes, so I heard you sing. We're singing together. Maybe we should collaborate sometime. And I'm like, what? You know, I was so. Yeah. Appalled. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and not that I'm saying I'm like better than him as a human being, but it's like, yo, son. No,
we're all equal.
Of course.
As human beings. No, we are. We're all equal as human beings. But a lot of stand ups can't even go to auditions. Like Mencia told me one time, Carlos Mencia, years ago, because I can't go, bro, because like they all, you know what I mean? Like, as we're equal, but as a comedian, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, they can't handle. So I have to sit there when you're auditioning for some people that, you know, people like Gilbert.
True. I have no credits, but I still go to those auditions.
Yeah, but, you know, my point is that
we're the ones that you hate.
Yeah, we're the two guys that, no credits. Yeah. What are we doing with Bobby Lee?
You know.
We should collaborate.
I just started going to auditions this year. You know, after we had that conversation and you were talking to me about acting, it kind of gave me a little fuel.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for that. And I started going to auditions, and then I realized how emotionally damaging it is.
It's one of the worst human experiences.
I have never, you know, first of all.
Tell me.
Like,
I love him.
Go closer to the mic.
Okay, so number one, I don't know what my agent, I just met him, but I don't think he knows who I am as a person.
What agency is it, by the way? You can say that, right?
Abrams?
Oh, Abrams. Yeah. Good.
I love Abrams. Okay. I was with Abrams for years when I was early.
Yeah, so I don't know what any. I'm not an actor, so I don't know what any of this shit is. So I go on every single audition, the first four that I had, right? When you walk into the room, I expect people to look like me. That's what the.
Yeah.
10 black guys, 1 Asian guy every time.
Yeah, so I'm like, like that.
Same here.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, I'm Korean. Like, have you not figured this out yet?
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, I don't know if I'm for this part.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's just like this emotion of sometimes you feel like you kill it, right?
Yeah.
And then you walk out, they don't really laugh, and you hear somebody else's audition, it sounds like ass, and they're laughing their ass off.
Yeah.
And a part of me wants to go open the door and like, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And then close the door and just leave.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't know. There was like a scabbing period that people were telling me about. So eventually, you just scab over and you just start getting numb.
He hasn't scabbed over yet.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me either. So I'm
20 years, I'm not scabbed. I feel everything.
It hurts him so deeply.
It destroys me.
For weeks, it haunts him.
It haunts me.
If he has one bad audition.
Every role?
Everything.
Even the ones that you're kind of like,
No, I get destroyed. Because here's what it is that I work on it, right? I mean, it's not like I memorize it. I spend the day waking up because it's always like some early morning that like no one like is nine, even awake. Yeah. But like nine, I show up at 8, 9, 10 in the morning somewhere in Santa Monica.
Ugh.
You walk in, and when you have a bad one, it's my time, you know? And I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at myself sometimes for not hitting it, you know? Sometimes, like, I've auditioned for things where I remember, like, one time I ran out, you were in the car, and I didn't get it, but I just know there's nothing I couldn't have done better. Like, I killed it.
You know auditioning what I mean? To me is a little weird, too, because they expect you to get it right then and there. It's like sometimes, you know, for me, it's like, I could kill this part, but I can't do it in one go.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
And then some, you know, and I've had that feeling where I saw somebody who got the part, and I'm like, dude, he's fucking ass. Like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
You know, but here's the thing, though. At the end of the day, it's this, is that when it's 9 black guys and 1 Asian, that's a good situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because now you're showing them an option, right? When you imagine being sitting there watching 9 black guys in a row doing the same lines and then having you walk in and do it. Then it's like, oh, wow, something that's different.
Okay.
And usually, a lot of times, you get that part. It's when it's 50 Asians, right? And you're seeing everyone from, you know, Brian T to you to Ken to everyone. And then it's like, I'm not going to get this.
Mm.
There's so many other options. You know what I mean?
There was I did something very stupid too, where I'm as I'm going, I'm learning about how to audition better and better. So this one audition, I didn't realize that I'm really bad at script reading,
yeah.
And everything I read it as a comedy when it's not. So I went drama. Yeah. It was a drama.
Yeah.
And I read the character as a comedic character. And so so she's reading the lines and she's taping it, right? And immediately I'm expecting her to say it with like an upbeat live type of thing. And she goes, "So what happened to that person?" I'm like, "What the fuck? This isn't a comedy." That's like the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah.
Because my character was goofy as fuck. Yeah. And the only thing I could do was play it out as a goofy character. And she goes, "Well, thank you. That was interesting." I just walked outside and I laid in my car like this.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. You know?
One time I lost a job. Like, I had the best audition and I lost it at the end.
What do you mean?
When I was talking as myself. No, this is what happened.
Like,
yeah, I killed it, right? And there was a black guy. He was a fat guy. And he was sitting there and he's laughing so hard. And then when you're after the audition, when they go, when they keep asking you questions, "So where are you from?" After you read, you know it's good. Mm-hmm. "Where are you from?" "Oh, I'm from San Diego, man." And he's like, "Oh, dude, I love San Diego." You know, you're talking, you're like, and I was close to him. Mm-hmm. And we're just laughing and we're talking. And then I poked his belly, I go, "Fatty."
What?
Yeah, and then the whole room, and then I go, "Can you please leave?" And I walked out and I go, "Why did I just do that?"
Dude, why did you do that?
He does.
We're laughing, and yeah. I just go "Fatty," and I poked him in the belly.
I think that's the comment would have been okay. I think the poke was the one that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like "Fatty," but "Fatty," yeah.
Walks always to the table.
Yeah, I mean,
he wasn't even close by.
But I know that if I was the director and I was having a good time and some guy did that, I'd be like, "Oh, that's funny."
Nope. No.
I'd you're be like, sensitive.
Why did this extra touch me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I lost that one.
It's that same feeling when you have that person, like, quote unquote, beneath you say, "We're going to do the circuit." That's like you coming
that's
up.
You coming that's right. Oh, I fucked up. the worst human experiences of my life have been in auditions. I have PTSD. Mm. Like, this thing I got, the show I'm doing now. I didn't audition for it. Okay. You know what I mean? I don't think I can get it. I don't know. I think now it has to be.
You just have a unique quality about
you.
You
want to do it or not? You know what I mean? Because.
Don't make me audition. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because even though 2 years ago I did a pilot and she made me go in. I remember what happened. We were outside NBC and I'm like, "I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it." She, "If you don't fucking do it, I'm going to leave you."
Good, Kalila. Good.
That's what she said.
Threatening.
That's what you actually said.
Yeah, it was early in the morning. We're screaming.
Screaming outside because it's like, I didn't. Because he's always like, "You have to come with me." I didn't wake my ass up at 7 in the motherfucking morning just for you to bail while we're outside the studio. You know what I mean? Like, I was hurting. My eyes were burning.
Yeah.
She's bleeding.
I remember I walked out of this bullshit.
I walked into the car. And
I was screaming.
I
pussy!
Laid on the lawn. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was a whole thing.
I was like, "You're a fucking pussy. You're a pussy." And finally he went
and I go, "You want to see me?" "You want to see me bomb?"
He's like, "I'll fucking bomb." And he got the job.
I got the job.
Oh, that's awesome.
But if she hadn't done that, I wouldn't have got the job.
That's why you guys are so good together then. That's pretty dope.
But
that's
we legit almost
that was a
broke
Lion King
up,
like
there.
You. Tomorrow. She made me go. She made me go.
I'm going to fall asleep and then she's going to yell at me. I already know. I get yelled at all the time. I'm just kind of, I'm scabbed over from that.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, in general, how Asians are doing in Hollywood?
I don't give a fuck. Like, in terms of, like, I think people complain too much. You know, I think.
Interesting.
I think, like, in terms of, like, here's the thing. I think the people that have been complaining the most are the ones who have done the least.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what
saying.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, mind you, if I feel like if you had something to say, you're a veteran in this game. You know what I mean? So you have the wherewithal, the experience to say something about this scenario. So I have certain peers that tweet 24/7 about Asian people in media. And in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck have you done? How do you know this?
What are your actual contributions
movement? And when have you got shot down to even know what it feels like?
When have you ever even been considered to be shot down?
Exactly. You know? So it kind of blows my mind a little bit. And for me, it makes us look like a bunch of pussies. So my thing is, let your work show. And if your work is so fucking dope and even then you still won't get a chance, then maybe. So I'm not really vocal about it. I just want to create and see what happens.
I think you and I are different in that way. I think you are more confident than I am.
Really?
Yeah, there's an air of confidence about you, and I think Gilbert has it too.
We were talking about that.
I tell you earlier that this next generation has that I don't have. I still succumb to, because when I came to LA, there was nothing. There was nobody. There was no opportunity. There was no roles. There was nothing. So I still come from that, like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, thank you, you know?
The subservient Asian.
Yeah, and you guys are a lot more confident, you know what I mean?
Well, that's only because people like you kind of paved the way for people like us, though. So you've already set that foundation for us so that we can be like this.
It feels good when you say it.
No, that's truth, though.
What about you? You
there
feel
is
that
an
way?
Air of, like, between the both
because
of you.
You've never said that to me before.
No, I didn't say paved the way.
I know, but
you,
could you
I see
the
fucking,
respect?
No, I
see the respect he just gave me?
Oh, because, no, I'll say this.
No, no, just stop. Stop. This young man comes into my house, right, under my fucking roof, right? He don't know no Bryce trying to fuck my girlfriend.
Literally, bro.
Yeah.
Not even paying attention.
He comes in with respect, bro. You come here every week, bro. You've never said that before.
I have a journal.
Oh, you have a journal?
I have a journal.
Hey, guys, I have a journal.
You know what I write in my journal?
What do you write on your journal?
Dear journal.
What?
Thank God for Bobby building a highway.
Oh.
Building a
fucking highway.
Why would the fuck would I want a paved road when I can get a fucking highway?
See,
because it was
respect.
Built on the body of dead Chinese men. That's why.
Yeah.
Hyperloop.
Exactly.
Hyperloop.
Man. Yeah. It's amazing, man. It's good stuff. Also, I want to say this to my fans.
Oh, wait. Never mind. Go ahead.
Tiger Belly fans.
Yeah.
Last week I said, hey, let's play me and Russell.
Yeah.
Right?
The game, yeah.
So I had 50, 60 people. Are you guys all illiterate?
Are you winning?
Are you just
winning? I mean, they're getting 5 points.
They just want to play with you. They don't rip.
I know. I mean, I've been responding to their things, this and that. But step up your game. Do you play Russell?
No.
Oh, you know what it is?
No.
It's a game. I want you to play it.
Okay.
I want you to play me on it.
I don't really play games, but I will play that game.
That's never been said from an Asian person in the history of fucking.
I mean, I've played games, but I haven't really played in years. It's been a while.
Yeah, but you have played games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it that you don't play video games?
It's hard for me to find one that I really like.
Mm.
So the last game that I got really into was Diablo 2. And
oh,
so,
PC.
So you know what I'm saying?
PC,
like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That was, and then when Diablo 3 came out, I haven't touched it because I feel like if I do that, my career will disappear because I'll just be there. You know,
you're
just
one of those.
Yeah, so I just kind of stay away from it.
I'm less is more. No, I am. I really truly believe that of manifestation.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Because it's infomercial.
No, just hear me out, okay? Kalila, am I lazy?
Fuck yes.
Okay. Do I do nothing?
Correct.
But I'm a dreamer.
And I'm here. I'm,
you know what? I'm
going to
say that again, and I want the laugh.
Okay.
Because you just... That felt didn't feel right to me.
Okay,
I'm about to cry. Okay. I'm about to get emotional, so don't even smile.
Okay.
But look at me. But David, look at me.
I'm painting right now, boss. It's like two of you.
I know, but just look at me. All right.
So many of them.
I'm a dreamer. Okay. You're smiling.
No, there's something in my
eye. All right. So, what I'm saying is that. But I sit back and I visualize things. And I manifest it.
What does this have to do with playing video games?
No, because he doesn't play video games because he doesn't want to feel like he's always working because he wants to make it. He wants to make
it. Oh, he wants to be productive. It takes away from his productivity.
Yeah, but productivity. But I go the other way. I become unproductive.
To be productive.
Exactly. So.
You just wait for shit to fall on your lap.
Yeah. And it's worked better for me.
I don't know.
It has.
Technically, it has.
this year?
You said it's your biggest year, right?
It's been my biggest year in the history of my career. I allot it to this podcast. I allot it to. Is a lot of good. Is a word?
No.
Well.
There was something. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
How do I say it?
You can.
I give homage.
Homage.
But I this has been my the best year. I think the podcast has helped. Mm-hmm. I think that I see it every week, but I think love helped a lot. Mm-hmm. And also last week I was on
the goddamn Comedy Jam, mm-hmm. where Toki the Dum Dum did a little appearance.
Toki the Dum Dum is his whoop. Woo-woo, his penis.
And his gochu. And they blurred out my penis. But it was, people liked it.
Hey, you know what I mean? You last week told me that some open micer stole your joke and that Ali Wong reported it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, really?
What joke?
I said that I'm dating. My joke is I love jungle Asians. You know, they're the best.
Oh, that's your term.
Yeah. No, that's not the joke. The joke is they're amazing. They can peel mangoes with their feet.
So stupid.
It's a dumb joke. Me and Kalila are very quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny because I hear those things, but me, you know, Bart and Joe,
yeah.
we all say the same shit.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And so Ali Wong texted me and she goes, someone stole your joke. And I'm going to get, he's going to call you. And some guy from, I'm not going to say his name, but from Sacramento or whatever calls me and goes, hey, I did your joke on my album and I'm sorry, whatever.
Oh, on his album?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And I go, because he had opened for me.
Oh.
So you know who this is.
Yeah. Oh. But what I'm saying, though, is this, is that I'm not like some other comedy police where I go crazy
mm-hmm.
because I know that we absorb things. A lot of times stealing is absorption.
It's not intentional. Sometimes it's like,
yeah, you like hear something,
diffusion,
it's
like
in your subconscious
diffusion.
A year later.
Yeah.
You think of it, you think it's your own idea, and then you write it down.
Yeah.
And then.
That's to a certain extent. I completely agree. But when it's like bit for bit,
yeah.
performance for emotion,
yeah.
that's like some different shit. You know what I mean? Where like they did it exactly the way
yeah.
you did it.
What am I going to do? He put it on his album. I'm going to fucking yell at him. I go, it's cool, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, for
sure.
Oh,
you were nice. But that's even amazing of Ali Wong, too. How honorable of her.
And I texted her, you're honorable. Let me say something about Ali Wong. She's fucking honorable. And I'm going to say this. She won't do the podcast because she just doesn't do podcasts. But if she did podcasts, she'd be on the show. But she's, you know, an honorable
she's
lady.
A stand-up person.
She is. A lot of the gooky Asians are really the gooky gooks.
Who
are,
else is
are honorable. I honestly.
But the guy who stole your shit, was he Asian?
No.
Oh, God.
What? What's an Asian?
No.
But he's talking about jungle Asian?
You can't say jungle Asian if you're not Asian.
Yeah. He did, dog.
Oh, shit.
I want to say about, you know, the Hispanic comedy scene in the 90s was a war.
How okay? so?
There were just people not getting along with each other, and there wasn't really an Asian scene, so...
No camaraderie is what you're saying.
No, there was a lot of like, hey, Willie Barcena is going to show up to the Comedy Store with a bat to beat in Johnny Sanchez. No, Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia showed up to the Comedy Store with a knife to stab Johnny Sanchez.
How is this...
Yeah, so then Jeff Garcia... Johnny didn't show up because he knew that Jeff was there with a knife.
These are comedians.
So that Jeff Garcia went up on stage and then tried to stab an audience member and they got banned from the comedy store for life.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but
yeah. So there was stuff like
his
that.
His stabbing wasn't satisfied. He had just had to do somebody.
Yeah.
You over
yeah,
there.
Well, if you're gonna stab, you know what I mean. You gotta stab somebody.
He's already in his head. He can't get it out.
And then like when George Lopez almost strangled Carlos Mencia to death in the lobby of the Laugh Factory.
I didn't even hear that.
There's a lot of that going on. So, but the Asian comics, there's never that. It's always camaraderie. It's always like, you know what I mean? Here's another thing. A lady said on Twitter that I say, you know what I mean a lot.
You do.
I know. So from now on, whenever I say it, you have to say, stop.
Why? It's just the way you talk.
No, I don't want to do it anymore. And I've been conscious. What?
People love it. It's you.
Yeah. If you say...
I'm stopping.
I use a lot of fluff words. We're not professional broadcasters.
No, I want
to
be.
They want you to be like exact with your words?
He just says, you know what I mean after...
A lot.
Every thought.
And so I have not said it. That was the first time I said it.
Oh, everybody has that though.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
I always say sort of.
I stopped. I used to say you feel me a lot. So I was like,
oh, man.
Yeah, I said you feel me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I'm trying to be conscious of it. Because I don't want to do it anymore. It's cheating.
It is?
Yeah, because you're trying to think of the next line. It's repetitive. And when you hone in on it, when somebody has like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I didn't either. He said it.
Oh, how did you even catch it?
I didn't even hear it.
It's so normal.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it.
I know.
And people hear it.
Also, just I tune them out regularly.
So, okay. So the lady
I'm
that
dying.
Said it, the lady that said it.
the.
So that's it. What are we doing on time?
Oh, wait. Did you guys watch? You didn't. I know. Did you watch the new Dave Chappelle special?
Yes, I did.
Not yet.
I thought it was hilarious.
Me too. I don't know how anyone. I'm kind of a little biased because I think Dave Chappelle can do no wrong. I can't be objective about anything Dave Chappelle because I just think that the fucking sun shines on his ass. He's so funny. He hasn't lost.
What didn't people like about it?
I think it was the Deep in the Heart of Texas wasn't as refined. You know, the Age of Spin was really good.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But it was like recorded 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That, so like the jokes were a little more dated. Like he was still talking about like Donald Sterling and things that weren't as like relevant today. But I didn't think he missed a beat anywhere.
People didn't like it?
I was reading a review. I think it was on Variety or Vox. I don't remember, but it was really critical. It was like, yeah, it was good, but it wasn't. Or he got a lot of heat from the LGBTQ community.
They give heat to everybody, though.
Yeah.
Somebody got some heat from them.
And also, just stop adding shit to it.
But that's his joke.
LGBTQ.
He was like, what the fuck is Q?
Yeah.
That's the joke he was talking about. He was like, that's okay. So he was going into how basically saying like how gay people and compare their strife to being black. And he was like, nope, hold up. You can't do that. You know, we've been, you know what I mean? Historically struggling far longer, basically. And so that was the gist of it. I thought it was really harmless. I think that when he had a really good points about Filipinos too, that I was like, yes, he's correct.
Even if it was like politically incorrect or whatever, whatnot, he's like a master of words. He does it in a way where it kind of just, I don't get offended by anything that he says. He's very smart with his words.
Yeah.
So I thought, I don't know. Well,
I also have never been offended by any comedian I've ever watched in my lifetime. Yeah, like that's a true, comedian. Yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, it's a different generation now, though. Like, if you read YouTube comments, they get offended by everything. It's like, if you step into a comedy club, like, you'll run the fuck out. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We had an interesting discussion earlier today. What are your thoughts on it? Yeah.
Keep talking.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm observing it. That's good.
You're being like, so strange.
What is that? Jazz, I love it.
I'm feeling weirded out. I don't want to keep talking.
No, you talk. I want to know.
Okay. Well,
yeah. It's like jazz.
I can just hear the breathing. I'm listening to them talk.
I hear Bobby go.
Yeah. I'm vibing it.
Ew.
Oh. Go ahead, baby.
God.
What were we going to say, though?
So I have an alter ego that I gave my dog. My dog's name's Gobi, but her alter ego is a stripper named Trina Michelle, right?
Whoa, okay. Didn't know that.
From Corpus Christi. She moved to Atlanta because that's where it's a hub of like sugaring and being a stripper, right?
Cheetah.
So I call her Trina Michelle, and I'm like, Trina Michelle, you got to pack your whore bag, blah, blah, blah. And he's in the room, and he's losing his mind because he's like, my daughter is not a stripper, like losing his mind about it. So we got into the discussion of, you know, what you would do if, you know, your daughter is, you know, mid 19, 20, and she's like, you know what, Dad, I'm not gonna like stop college. I'm gonna continue, but I like being an exhibitionist. I like the acrobatic nature of it. I'm gonna be a stripper, and he lost his fucking mind over it.
Nah,
that's my answer.
Nah. If I have a daughter, she ain't gonna be a stripper.
You're so old school. Open your mind.
First of all, I want to be able to like if my daughter is a performance artist. I want to support.
Okay, let's suppose this. Let's make it. You guys are
both gay dads. We're gonna go.
You guys are a couple.
If my girlfriend's a my daughter's a stripper. We're all gonna go watch her perform.
No. Listen.
And see her vagina.
You guys are gay dads, and you adopted me. Okay. I'm 19. I'm 20.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is wait. Me and David are gay.
Yeah, you're gay dads, and you adopted me.
So we've watched Beauty and the Beast together.
Yes, we've all watched Beauty and the Beast.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Can I just say this? Then I have to be the bottom.
Wait, you have to be the bottom?
No.
Yeah, he's a bigger dude.
You have to be the top. You can't. He'll crush you.
You'll die, bro.
Oh yeah. I have to be the top.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I have to be the top. You have to be the bottom.
But he'll still be a power bottom and still thrust up. grab the butt cheeks.
Yeah. You'll clinch.
You just do a full front flip.
David, what are you doing?
Yeah. Or we do 69 standing up. You know what I mean? But he's lifting me, right? And he has my ankles and he's sucking me up like that. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for paving.
Let's do that.
Thank you for paving the way. Thank you
for paving the highway.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are gay dads.
Can we?
I want to try. No, I want to. No, listen. I don't want to do that, but I want to just see if that would work. With the clothes on, to see if you could pick me up on my ankle.
I don't think I had the upper body strength, though.
Oh. You can, that's a good excuse.
That's a lie.
You're going to get a text later on.
Oh, no, this is, like I told you, this is, the vest hides everything.
Yeah. No, you have upper body, no lie. I saw you about that new workout. You're on this like new weight loss thing.
Yeah, but that's all legs. The upper body's weak.
create an apparatus where I have, I'm like chained. My ankles are upside down, and you can do it that way.
He really wants to try this.
Yeah. I just want to see if that would.
But
that would
going
feel like.
To Beauty and the Beauty and the Beast is gay. Anyways, this is my. You guys are gay dads. You adopted me, okay?
Yeah. Wow.
You adopted me, and I'm gonna tell you. This is my speech to you, dad. I graduated valedictorian from high school.
Look at his face.
You know what's so interesting? Every time in these scenarios, it's like this person has to be the highest pinnacle of human being. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the stripper, but I cured cancer. Like, what the fuck does this happen?
Yeah.
So can we just bring it down to real?
You're not valedictorian.
Right, so here, let's.
But
play,
two Asian gay dads.
Here we are. Let's
you know
play the scene out then.
Okay.
So remember, David. All right, just visualize. Right. Mm-hmm. We've been together for...
Describe the sex scene.
We've been together for 20 years, right? Yeah. We must have fucked...
A lot.
You and I 80,000 times, right?
Yeah. Such a high number.
I know. See, it is high.
But you've also never stepped foot in a strip club because obviously you're both gay.
But you and I have really eaten everything.
off each other,
okay?
Yeah.
But we love each other too in this scenario, okay? And this is our daughter. We love our daughter. What? All right? What's going on with your face right now?
Because at this point, if that's true, I don't give a fuck what she does.
Yo, if he's...
I've eaten ass every day. Like, what the fuck do I care?
Nobody a stripper.
But in our private life, nobody in the world knows that. When we close doors, we're shirt tuckers.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
No, we take our. We have button ups. We tuck it into our pants. We have belts.
Okay.
We go to work. We have briefcases.
What are your jobs?
Corporate
we go to
jobs.
Work.
I need to know what the jobs are.
I'm an executive at Enterprise Rental.
Executive.
What is David?
David is a what? No, he's a key maker. He's like a locksmith.
What in the world is a key maker marry?
But he has his own business.
Because he came into my business.
Right. Years
key.
Ago.
I the key to your heart.
In the early 80s, I walked in, I was confused.
Yeah.
And we met each other. Anyway, so we have regular jobs.
You guys are thinking too much about the relationship.
Let's go back to the stripper, please.
No. I need backstory.
Okay.
He's the builder.
I need backstory.
Okay. His craft. Let him build it.
So, and we met in the early 80s. Yeah. And obviously we're gay, so we can't so we adopt this beautiful baby.
Okay.
This girl. Mm-hmm. And we love it with all our hearts.
Okay.
We take it to Disneyland.
Take it to Disneyland.
Right. You're a stripper, you're it now.
We actually created a thing where you and I bought a real doll. Right?
What?
Yeah, we got a real doll, and we filled the titty with milk so that she could have real breast milk.
Oh, okay, so I could have a mother experience.
Yeah, like we really go out of our way.
Quite large.
And at night, we tuck her little baby into the little cradle, right? And then we go to our room.
Wait, Bobby, what happens in the room?
We lock the door. We lock the door just in case the baby crawls.
I need you to stop the story because I can already smell the room, and it smells terrible. The visuals are bringing a smell.
It's a 4-hour fuck fest. All the baby hears is this. Ooh, like that. Right? And then the alarm clock goes up. We put on our shirts. We tuck in our pants. And bye, David. Bye, sweetie. And we go to work. So now we raise this kid.
What?
Private school. Listen, private school,
private
right?
School. Uh-huh.
And she's the love of our life.
Okay.
And at 19, she comes to us, and this is what she says. Go ahead.
I know I told you guys that I was planning on going to med school. I still plan on it.
Mm.
But I have this side of me that's just very, exhibitionist.
Mm.
I love, I've been a gymnast my whole life. I love dance. I love
being
watched.
We used to love coming to you.
You watched, you showed me all those musicals. Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Sweetie, remember?
I do remember.
Baby? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be my own character then. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm a Korean fob now.
Yeah.
Of course, though. Yeah.
Keep it.
I love your little accent, baby.
Oh, is that of course?
Oh,
Wait, for 20 minutes. Let me keep going. Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah.
I want to hear the skirt.
So anyway,
Dad, I really respect you guys, and I have a lot of respect for my body.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I just really want to be a stripper, and I want to see what that life's about. I want to make extra money. Uh-huh. And I think that with my sex appeal and with my sexual openness.
Stop. Sweetie, stop. That's fine. You can do whatever you want with your life. But I pay for your cell phone.
Oh, shit.
We're cutting it off.
I can pay for that myself if I start stripping.
We're cutting
it. Of course.
Yeah. Hold on, sweetie. Hey, can you go eat my butthole in the room real quick?
I don't know.
No!
Of course.
There's a tear dripping from his eye.
Yeah.
Of course.
We're not paying for medical school, and
that's
You're not doing that.
Why not?
Because we provide you with all the money that you would need. You're going to medical school. You're not doing that.
But it's I'm about a showman. Dignity. I wanna.
Well, then become a dancer, You can go to class. We'll take you to class. Any kind of class that you want. If you wanna. Do a live show.
But I like the seediness of the strip club. I like that atmosphere.
At this point, there's nothing I can do for you, baby. Go live your life and don't call home.
Oh, dang. So okay.
Can I put my real dad hat on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
For me, it would be, okay, it's a little unfair for you to spring it up on us like that out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You didn't have a conversation with me about this, previously your favorite father. And I personally think that that's really offensive. And on top of that, if you want to live your life however the hell you want, then you can do it without taking money from us. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to follow our rules, then of course we can support you. And that I will always love you, but you are now a whore. So I understand. But that is what it
I'm
is.
I'm not and selling my body for sex, though. So I
matter.
Just want to dance,
you're an
Dad.
Object. You're going to
Body, I
object
just
want
to dance.
I'm telling you, you can dance all you want, bitch.
Yeah,
you could
bitch.
Do it with your clothes on. What the fuck does that have to do with? See, now
yeah,
daddy's angry.
Yeah.
Because you're just
see,
being stupid.
I can tell.
But daddy,
know.
I've seen you guys be a certain way. You guys have been nudists your whole life. And you've
We're
taught
not
me to...
nudists. We've closed the door. Behind closed
yeah.
door. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We are cloaked. God can't even see us.
Yeah, God can see us, by the
okay.
way.
By the way.
Daddy, yeah. you break my heart.
Yeah. I am a good father. I eat ass all day. I don't share the cup with you yeah. at all. Every time I drink, I never share the cup with you.
Yeah.
Okay, what if? What if now?
And then Gilbert, but also just in this scenario, once a year we have a special. In this scenario, once a year we have a special night on our anniversary. Gilbert's comes over,
oh.
and we do a three-way.
Hey guys!
Yeah. Why that voice?
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Gilb.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'll be honest. I'm about to fuck your day.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, so what if, let's say I didn't want to be a stripper, but at 17, I'm like, Dad, you know what? I want to sell my virginity online, and I want to give the money to, like, Amnesty
daughter?
International.
Who is your daughter?
No, I want to give it to charity.
Shit.
No,
what charity is this?
Amnesty International.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Amnesty.
You are going to be sold to the sex world.
And also, I also kind of just say this. You would never, if with us as your parents, you would never even think about, because you'd know us. You would know what our reaction would be.
And why is our stripper daughter so stupid? Like, I don't understand.
Dumb.
Why are you so dumb in this
I was adopted. You don't know what's in my DNA.
Stupidity is
you
your
think
DNA.
That stripping is a genetic, I mean, a DNA thing?
I mean, I think that there are people, women who are hypersexual and they really want to perform
I think
that way.
Fuck. We're not saying you're not the fuck.
No. There's an element of showmanship in being
then
a stripper.
Then do it in front of
dancer.
Your boyfriend or whatever. I don't give a fuck.
What if she wants to parlay that into a business down the road where she's
how
teaching
much
lessons
money are you
to like suburban well, white women?
How much
I
money?
Feel like this is you. You want to do this right now.
I can't even fucking clack my heels properly.
I know.
How much money are you making, though, off this business?
Let's say off the business or me as a stripper?
No, off the whole business altogether, realistically.
Let's say I take home, okay, cash, okay? $120,000 a year.
Of course. Then go ahead. Have good day. That's a Cordian way. Money over morals.
All right. How about this? Would you? You're let's say you're really hot.
Yeah.
Would you? That's all it is. Is lap dances and stripping?
No. It's down the road. I really like the performance aspect of it. I want to parlay it into a business where I can teach women
but
in
you
the suburbs
can,
strip
you
lessons.
Can okay, but you can strip.
Damn, this is ambitious.
As long as you don't fuck.
Yes, I'm not into prostitution.
Or porn.
Oh, no porn. I just want to dance, daddy.
You could dance with your clothes on is all I'm saying. What I'm thinking right now is that I just don't like people objectifying you in that type of way.
Yeah.
And I think that if you could use this versus this, it's a lot more impressive. You could do whatever you want behind doors. I'm completely okay with that. And I'll love you no matter what. But if you become a stripper and we're walking in a grocery store, I might ignore you.
Well, okay, daddy, but I have an argument to that. What if, to a certain degree, I like being objectified? What if I enjoy that voyeur aspect when people are watching me and looking at me just beyond? I don't want to intellectualize this. I want to be a woman with tits and ass that's moving around and a man salivating over me. It empowers me, daddy.
Well, why is it so? That's so unfair that I have such a dumb daughter. Life is so unfair for us.
Yeah, sweetie.
Oh, wow.
Sweetie.
I love you as a partner.
Of course.
Don't forget me. Uncle Gail.
I told you to change the locks and do it.
It's wow.
What a scenario, Cloud. It's like you really thought this out.
No, she has sexual things, man.
No, it's not me. I often think about how I would approach it if I had a daughter.
Like,
what would you do?
Yeah.
I'd be really torn because I want to empower her and make her feel
like a
woman.
I swear to fucking God, I know you, Kalila. There is no way that you would agree to it.
Look,
I know you.
The only reason that I would...
The reason why you didn't do it, the reason why you didn't do it is because you know your mom.
I was a swimmer.
And your mom.
No, my
and
mom.
And your sister. I don't think your mom would sign up for it.
I look at Asa. She's at the top of her game. Porn. She's intelligent. She's just the best at what she does.
I love Asa, but dude, have you seen her videos?
But she enjoys it.
She had two dicks coming out of her ears.
But
and
she
a fucking
loves
dick
it.
In her eye. I mean, I'm not. That's.
But
I
she's.
Mean, I love Asa. She's been. We did our podcast early on. I love her as a person. She can. She's family.
I wouldn't share a water bottle
with her. I'm torn by it.
Okay, but when she talks about it, she's always been a hypersexual person, and she's always enjoyed. She enjoys
I knew
every
her when
scene.
She was a kid.
I know. So how can you take away
really?
If it bothers you but doesn't bother her? Why is it something to?
I think it's. But we're allowed to be bothered by it, though. Just like you have your own choice to choose what you want to do, I'm allowed to be bothered by it as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that, you know, if my daughter did talk to me about it, that's dope. But once again, you sprung it onto me out of nowhere. I could have helped you out.
Yeah.
If you wanted to start a business, we could have made money together. Now you want to make money by yourself without your parents?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I think you're more looking at it also for the safety aspect of it, being a man, and knowing just the overall seediness of... Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it's like this... I grew up with a mom that's very strong, very outspoken, and people respect my mom because of those aspects. Guys are fucking dogs. They will only see you for that. As smart as you think that you are, doesn't mean that these guys will see you that way too.
Yeah.
So if you want to command that type of respect, and the same thing goes for men too. If a guy's a fucking ditz and all he is buff, that's all women see him as too. It works both ways.
The reason why I got sober at 17, okay, wasn't because of the fact that, like, I mean, I did have, like, a spiritual awakening, and I was also very desperate, but I also saw my parents and the way they reacted and how destroyed and hurt they are, and it's like I'm very influenced by how they feel, you know, about things, and I've been very, you know, intuitive in that way of like how they react to my decisions. I think that
you're sensitive to them.
Yeah, and I think me going, I want to do stand up, and them reacting to that was a little, that I could go, you know what, that they're delusional. But in terms of like things like, hey, you know, I'm addicted to drugs, and seeing their reaction, you know, I have to be sensitive to that as a son, you know, and I hope that my daughter would be sensitive to that fact. But you're acting as if. You know, you're not sensitive to us.
No, I love you. I respect you. I just have this inner desire
to. But the way you're approaching us, just out of nowhere.
Okay, out of nowhere, maybe. Yeah, I should have left breadcrumbs
a little bit. Yeah. Like you just got naked in the kitchen out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Then it's like, of course, I knew this one.
Yeah.
You know.
And then for some reason, she's 17 and her lip is like hanging to the fucking
glass. I mean, why does it have to?
Every day, cucumber missing.
I have to make my kimchi.
I try to make cucumber kimchi. I never can.
Or I'm hungry and I'm tired because I have only 3 hours of sleep. Okay. What the fuck are we doing with time?
Time for a question.
Where are we at?
Over 110.
Okay, we're long. We're long overdue.
Okay, so I'm hungry. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay.
No, don't ever. Okay.
Okay.
You're a great guest, by the way.
Yeah.
It flows so easily with you.
Wow.
And I'm
your
wanna,
first repeat guest yeah. next to I mean, his brother.
We have a show idea. Kalila and I have a show idea. You're in our show.
Uh huh. We'll talk about it.
It's
later.
A Korean family show, but we'll talk about it. I'm going to pitch it.
Two gay dads.
I'm pitching
it's
it.
Two gay stripper two daughter. Gay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You and Bobby fuck a lot.
Yeah, so this was the introduction. I knew it already.
You're going to do your own stunt work.
No, I'm okay.
We have a membership for 24 Hour Fitness. Yeah, yeah.
Benedict Wong will do something.
Benedict Wong.
On Hopeful Vice with Kalala.
Wait, this was before. He followed me on Twitter. He's a big deal. Huh?
He's Marco Polo, right?
He's Marco Polo. He's Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Also, he's on.
He's not Kublai Khan.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He is
Doctor Strange. Go ahead.
On Hopeful Vice with Kalala, two gay dads.
This question is from Christine. Hello. I got married this past summer, and we have yet to take our honeymoon. My husband wants to visit the Philippines, but wants to go resort style, a.k.a. no family visits. Question, there's no way I can keep the honeymoon location from my family. What is the gentlest way to tell them that I don't plan on visiting family while we are at the Philippines? Thanks.
Ooh, well, that's a tough one.
That's not tough for me.
Nah.
That's not tough for me at all.
It would be a very big problem for us if I said, if we were honeymooning and you were like, nope, I don't want to see any of your family, it would hurt me because I want to see them.
Family in the Philippines is strong. The Filipino culture is all about family.
It would really hurt me if you said, no, I don't want them. Even if it's like...
Well...
Family parties for no reason all the time.
But...
Get a wooden raft and sail down those mud rivers. Yeah, man. And get to the resort, I guess.
Snack on your mangoes with your feet.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
I think
they have regular boats and it's fresh water.
You're newlyweds?
Salt water.
Salt, fresh water. Okay.
So what would you do, Kalila? How would you handle the situation?
It's really simple. You would just have to be perfectly honest. I think that you're newlyweds. They have to understand that. And you just... You know, go to a place they can't afford to fly to.
but a honeymoon is not a family thing. Wedding was. Yeah. The honeymoon is a spiritual quest between two vessels.
Not the Filipinos, though.
Yeah. Oh, the more the merrier. Come one, come all.
It's just everybody's involved with everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, is your girlfriend?
No, she's Korean.
No, I just grew up around a lot of Filipinos. There's a family party for anything, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just always like this. I think it's a great thing. You know what I mean? But I feel like when certain people feel excluded in the family, they get fucking butt hurt. There's family drama because of that shit.
Always.
People don't want to cook lechon anymore. They fucking break the thing in half. It's like a big deal.
Yeah, okay. It is. It's a very sensitive subject. That's a really tough question. I really don't know the gentlest way to break it to them other than just break it to them.
Or can you do this? Option. Do the honeymoon and then do a week extra and do like a visit thing.
Done.
I mean, why can't that be it? Or cut the honeymoon in half. How many times you get fucked? Let's say you're going to do 6 days honeymoon. Do 3 days honeymoon and then go, you know what? Let's compromise. Let's do 3 days of like, you know what I mean?
Also, anywhere in the Philippines you can fly to for 40 minutes apart. Like, it's your island flights.
They have gigantic eagles. They don't have planes out there, but they have these little
fucking
eagles.
That would be fucking badass.
Hey, you know what? Can you believe this? He's not wrong. Our national, our eagle is called a monkey eating eagle.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
What the fuck is a monkey?
It eats monkeys. It grabs monkeys.
No.
I swear, we have one of the biggest
eagles. It's a Filipino guy with a little apparatus. Yeah, I mean, but we call him monkey.
It's just a guy.
Hang gliding?
Yeah. No, he has this little thing, and he made a little thing.
So how do dogs get taken up too and shit too?
Well, they only live in like the jungle, the thicker parts. Jungles and stuff. They don't live. They're not flying
when
over
they
the
say
city.
Jungle,
that's what I assume.
When they say jungle, they mean Manila.
Like, do you have to walk outside and carry a sword with you everywhere? Don't forget to bring your sword. You know.
Am I racist?
To Filipinos a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna because I'm dating one. But how about this?
True. Yeah.
Let me say this. I don't want to. I'm not getting political, okay? Because I know that people don't want to hear it, okay?
Which means he's about to get political.
No, that doesn't mean that, okay?
Okay.
But in this day and age, with what we're facing politically, I'm gonna ease up on it. The racism.
That's hard, though.
I know it's very hard.
because
I do it in love and fun for laughs, and when people make fun of Koreans, which they do all the time.
It's hilarious.
It's funny. Like, you know, like when people bring me up on stage, like Sunday night, I brought Eric Griffin on stage and you go, look at that pan-faced gook. They'd say shit like that. And the audience feels uncomfortable. But I want to say to the audience, like, no, we're friends.
and we're, you know, friends can joke around in that way. The people in the Midwest are very like kind of PC people.
Oh,
white people, they don't have a lot of ethnic. But when you're in a melting pot and you have friends that are like, when I make fun of Fahim for being ice, you know, or
Indian.
The Indian,
he's not Indian. He's Afghani.
I knew the lion joke early on. I created that joke yesterday. I did. I'm going to just say that.
Stupid.
Just for fun. Just for fun, because funsies. I'm just having fun, right? And so people think, but I want to ease up a little bit on it. But, you know, I think that what makes the world go around, when you can jab each other, when I make fun of white people or whatever.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, in your case, too, you make fun of every ethnicity. So yeah, it's not one that's specifically targeted. Your racism is equal all across the board.
But it's not always taken as such. It depends on who's getting the most heat in the moment at the media. So if
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, it's a very sensitive thing.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Because, like Asians are, I feel like, are a safe place to kind of rag on right now. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it's a culturally appropriate time, or it's appropriate time to fucking, you know, for
also this
other
is,
races.
Is that, you know, I've said this before, that there was a time that we had no voice in this country. But this is our podcast, but mine.
Okay. Yeah, but yours. Mostly yours.
And I'm going to say what I want to say, and I'm not going to filter it, and I'm just going to, you know, do it. Say how
it would be different if you excluded some groups of people, but you're not. You shit on everybody.
Everything.
Yeah, but what
so
I'm
as
saying
long as you
is that
shit on
the stereotype has always been they're submissive, quiet. They don't, you know, they just stay in a bubble.
Yeah.
See, and I'm not gonna be like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially because they say that about like Asian women a lot.
Yeah.
But I never grew up. My mom's a fucking savage.
My mom too.
Yeah. So I'm like, where the fuck did this stereotype come from? Like, you just selected a few weak ass Asian women.
No, they're like that when they're around white people.
Because they want a green card. That's different. That's smart.
No. I know. No, but
that's the game plan.
Have you ever seen
green card? Duh.
Your parents, your Korean parents, around white people, they act different.
But they talk shit under their breath.
I understand that, but when you close the doors, then they get crazy.
My parents do that because they say white people sue. So they're also very smart about that too.
Yeah,
know white people will sue the shit out of you, so they're just kind of like okay.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
You know, so he's more.
But that's just a tactic. That's just good strategy.
Anything else?
That's it. Any shows for you, Bobby?
Ontario, I think, in 2 weeks.
No, I don't think Ontario's even in the books, babe.
Oh, I think it is. I think I'm going to update your website.
No, I talked to her yesterday, and she said no Ontario.
Sorry, Ontario.
But maybe it is. I don't know. I'm playing some weird place. I don't know. I got some new places, but
go to
his
website, BobbyLeeLive.com.
I also want David promote something.
Promote something right now.
YouTube.com/DavidSoComedy. Everything else, Twitter, Facebook.
How come you don't have me on your video? You have videos?
I don't really do too much. I just do like vlogging.
Yeah.
But sketches, faux show.
Why don't we do a sketch? For the next 2 weeks, I have nothing going on.
Two gay dads.
I have to straight up. So for people of your stature, I like to think things through all the way because you're such a busy person that when
I have 2 weeks, I just said I have 2 weeks off. I have nothing going on.
I don't have 2 weeks off. But for sure, like if I write something for you, it's going to have to be the dopest shit. I got to get a full crew because I don't want to waste your time. So,
okay, do that.
Cool. Check out Pop Bar.
So I got a soft serve shop out in K-Town called Drips and Swirls. We're gonna be doing a grand opening soon.
Ooh. Wait, what kind of food is it?
A soft serve ice cream and coffee.
That is right up your alley.
Is it? What time do they close at?
We close at 9.
Keep it open late for a Tiger Bell.
I definitely want to go.
What time do you wake up?
9.
Nine. That's
a bit of an issue.
Yeah. No, but what? No, but I want to. Where is it located exactly?
K-Town.
What part?
8th Street, right?
8th Street
in K-Town.
Next to
Hyrie? K-Town ain't a fucking block, bitch. No.
Where is it located? K-Town.
Koreatown.
Yeah.
It's 8th Street in K-Town.
Okay.
And Berendo.
Cool.
We're there.
Congratulations.
Sure.
We're going to go for sure.
Yep,
if you invite us.
Oh, please. Yeah. Come through. Thank you.
What else? That's it.
That's it, guys. Thanks for listening.
We're going to do some housekeeping today or no?
No, we're good. So make sure you follow us on Tiger Belly at Tiger Belly on Instagram, Twitter at The Tiger Belly, and email us any questions at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. Make sure you check out David's dessert places so he can be the dessert king of fucking
LA.
What's
it, Drips and Swirls?
Drips and Swirls. Oh,
and that's the only one, right?
That's the only one so far, and we got a pop bar out in Rolling Heights as well.
Oh, that Asian area. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Couple